أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all? I hope and pray that you all are fine and best of your health in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hifz and aman and in ever increasing state of iman. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In today's Namaz-e-Nabvi session, the next topic we will see is how to say Ameen during our Salah. In regards to Salah, we saw Takbir, wrapping up our hands, recitation of Suratul Fatiha, and besides that, how to carry out Suratul Fatiha properly. And now, we will see how we have to say Ameen. There are a lot of differences in regards to that, but we have to pay attention to our Amal in the best possible way, while ignoring and filtering out all those conflicting statements, right? So even our smallest deed should be of the best status, and our intention should be to make every deed of the highest standard. And when we come across Sahih Ahadith on any topic, then our action should be to start then and there. We will see its detail a little. If individual salah is performed, then Ameen will always be said quietly, the way we say at home. Also, if we are praying sirri salahs behind Imam, even then Ameen will be said quietly, meaning Zuhr and Asr when Imam do not do recitation louder. But the salahs which have loud recitation, and if Imam say Ameen louder, then Muqtadi, meaning you and I, the followers, will have to say loud too. Muqtadi should say Ameen after Imam started saying Ameen. Meaning normally when we will perform our Salah in mosque behind Imam, then we will say Ameen after Imam. In this regard, there is a hadith, Hadith Wail bin Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that he heard Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, Ameen, louder. Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to say, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ in Salah, then he, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, used to say Ameen louder, that people in the first row used to hear him easily. There is another narration. In it, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when Imam say Ameen, then you should too. And whoever's Ameen will be harmonious or accordance with the angels, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven. See, such a small deed, but such a beautiful reward. Subhanallah. Then all the sins are removed. Small deed with huge benefit. Ameen was said in a loud voice that the atmosphere used to full of its echo. There are many more narrations like this. Aqraba rahimahullahu alayhi said that when Imam used to say غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, then mosque's atmosphere used to be full from the echo of people saying Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the way Yahudi dislike and get irritated by Salam and Ameen, they are not irritated by anything else. So you should say Ameen in abundance. So what we understood from it is that after Dua, Ta'awuz, Tasmiyah and Suratul Fatiha and Ameen, then recite whatever we have memorized from Quran. This we will see in our next sitting, inshallah ta'ala. We will see the manners and rules of reciting Quran next time. For today, I hope the concept of saying Ameen will be clear for all of you. Now, what we have to do is, when we pray our Salah at home, then we will continue doing the way we used to do it before. Meaning we will say Ameen quietly. But if we are praying behind Imam as a Muqtadi in the mosque, then we will say louder after Imam. And in Sirri Salas, we will say quietly even behind Imam. We will stop here, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us greedy to attain that. May we are given the ability to do the best amal. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who perform their salahs with total understanding and knowledge. Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.